The Speaker of the Latvian Parliament, Solvita Aboltina, had a private meeting with Pope Francis in the Vatican on Wednesday morning. During the audience, she shared with the Holy Father some of the challenges that her country has faced since the end of Soviet occupation over two decades ago. Recalling the visit of Pope John Paul II to Latvia in 1993, she also spoke about the role of the churches today in providing moral guidance and support as the country struggles to emerge from its economic crisis and become a fully fledged member of the Eurozone. Philippa Hitchin spoke to Mrs. Aboltina just after her audience with the Holy Father.
Welcome to Vatican Radio. Can you begin by telling us a little bit about your visit with Pope Francis this morning?
Oh, it was really inspired for me. I brought best Christmas wishes, warmest Christmas wishes from the people of Latvia to him. And I told that we really appreciate that the Holy See never recognized our unlawful and brutal incorporation in the Soviet Union. And I told him that Latvia was a country who was hit very hard by economical crisis, and the recovering from economical crisis was not possible without strengthening of spiritual and moral values. And church in Latvia played a very important role in these matters. And I told him that politicians understand how important, especially during the crisis, was the support of church. And of course, I remembered that Latvia is one of the countries where our ecumenical traditions are very strong, and we can serve as a good example for cooperation between different religions in our country. And
the Catholic Church is quite a small minority, isn't it?
The Catholic Church is the second important church in Latvia. But during the crisis, for people, it is very important to find some way where they can find that they feel comfortable, because if they are afraid about their children, about their families, about their job, then try to find where they can feel silent and safe, and then they ask for safety, and it is can be found only in the moral values and the basic values. And it is very important to remember for people about the basic values. And it's very important for politicians to remember that we serve to the society, and that we have not only duties, that first of all we have obligations. And sometimes it's very important to maybe have some discussions with the church.
It's an increasingly secular country, though, isn't it,
yes.
Latvia?
Yes, but it is very popular. It is supported by state, especially Catholic event on the 15th of August in Aglona. And it is the place, and the people of Latvia still remember that 20 years ago, in 1993, the blessed John Paul II visited Latvia. And we still remember how he visited Latvia and how important it for us was. And it was again for the country who was occupied by 50 years by Soviet Empire to go back to the basic values. And church played a very important role in this matter.
What are the difficulties, would you say, the legacy of that Soviet oppression that you're still struggling with today, more than two decades on from independence?
It was first of all, the church was forbidden. It was forbidden to celebrate, for example, Christmas. But people living in Latvia, we remember that country was graduated in 1918 on the basis of Christian values, and that the church and people always cooperate with each other. Latvia was always multi-ethnical and a multi-religious country. And it's very important that people, different people, can live in good mood with each other, without strife, without fighting against on the basis of religion or on the basis of nationality.
Are there many tensions still today between the Latvian population and the Russian population of Latvia?
Russians are neighbors, and we want to cooperate with them economically. And we try to discuss with Russia our historical issues. But we are sure that the basis for cooperation is understanding that we are equal partners. And of course, many of Russians are still living in Latvia, and not all of them have Latvian citizenship. There are many Russians who are so-called non-citizens or citizens of Russia, but they are supported, non-citizens are supported by Latvian state, and Latvian legislation gives for them opportunity if they are ready to go through the process of naturalization and to become the citizens of Latvia. The only thing what is asked by the state is to know, to pass the exam in Latvian language and to know the Latvian history.
You mentioned the economic crisis. You're joining the Eurozone, aren't you, in January 2014. What impact is this going to have on the crisis, do you think?
It's very important for us to be in the family of Europe, as we always knew that Latvian place historically is in Europe. And when the economical crisis began in 2008, Latvia was hit by economical crisis very hard. But our economical goal always was to join to the Eurozone. And we have fulfilled all the Maastricht criteria to become a full-fledged member of Eurozone. And it is our economical independence, because it shows for European countries, for investors of European Union, not only from European Union, from other countries, that we have a strong currency and that we belong to the family of European Union. And secondly, it is political. It politically shows that there is no way back to some other countries or some other understanding of democratic values.
Are you concerned, though, that it may push more people into a situation where they're struggling to get by?
No. We can compare with our neighboring country, Estonia. And yes, of course, the public surveys shows that the support is not so high as expected. It's only about 30%. But if we compare to Estonia, that its support was 30% before Estonia joined to the Eurozone, and now the support is 60-70%. And of course, there was one of the arguments that we can lose our national identity. And then I asked to my foreign colleagues about national identity, and then they said, oh, there are two arguments. First is, and during the Soviet time, we were not afraid to lose our national identity using Soviet rubles. And we survived and still are Latvians. And the second, the most important argument is that it doesn't matter how is the name of the currency. It's very important for people how many currency you have in your pockets and what you can buy for this. And it is very important that people feel that they can live better and that our economy develops and we belong to the developed country of European Union.